Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Absolutely, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour 2 of 2, and the goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founders. Yes, indeed, this is October the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2015. The Blueprint for Liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, our guide. The checks and balances, absolutely the solution to the problems we face in America. I just found out this new governor of Kentucky seems like a pretty decent dude. We're doing some research on him, folks, to find out exactly who he is. He's a Tea Party favorite. Matt Bevin, elected governor of Kentucky. Matt Bevin's got 9 children. That's a good news piece for starters. I don't think he's an attorney either, is he, Kurt? Whoa, man, the guy's worked in the private sector. We hear that he's a great guy. I got to call out to our buddy, former Sheriff Denny Pyman, Kurt, from Kentucky, to get his take. Because if anybody ought to know, it would be Mr. Pyman.
Yeah.
Now, the other person I want to reach out to but have no way of getting that done, Kurt, is I'd like to reach out to Rand Paul and get his take on this. But, nothing but the sound of silence.
Reach out to you.
He'll reach out to me to ask for money. But other than that, there ain't no reaching anywhere.
In the situation with Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk there that had refused to issue marriage licenses, this guy, this was before the campaign, during the campaign, before he was elected, he called for the governor there, the current one, to issue an executive order freeing Davis of the responsibility of issuing the licenses. And he even had his photo taken with her. So he's
good for Matt Bevin. All right. Well, here's to hoping, right? Can't smoke pot in Ohio, says the latest law.
Ooh, there you go.
Well, that's kind of a trip.
I guess Matt Staver,
Liberty Counsel, chief attorney.
He represented Davis, and he also, we're talking about Kim Davis there, he also claimed that Bevin's victory was due in part to the Davis saga.
Well, I bet that's right.
The people favor traditional values and marriage, and they're tired of the political elites represented by Governor Beshear, I'm not sure how you say that, who are both out of touch with ordinary God-loving citizens.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Good point.
All right. Now, I guess the schools are in the news, Kurt. It's kind of a weird deal.
Yeah.
Local school district in the news, huh?
Well, yeah. You've got, of course, there's a late report recently about Detroit public schools having a 93% of the kids are not proficient in reading, 96% not proficient in math. And they're spending like $18,000 a kid. You've got tragic or havoc going on in the schools in pretty much every area as far as I can see. And yet some folks are trying to find the solutions, finding them in, some folks would say unusual places, in this most recent story that I just sent you in Texas, they're looking at a situation where a family wants a religious exemption for teaching their kids. I don't exactly get that, but they say they call it a radical lawyer. They claim there should be a religious exemption from even proving they're educating their children outside of school. They say 100 years ago, the state of Texas required children to attend school, whether in public school, private school, or at home. Now, this state Supreme Court case may carve out a religious exemption to that requirement. Now, they call this lawsuit, they call it an activist lawsuit, funded by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They say the case is part of a flood of religious exemption lawsuits filed in the last few years. Now, would you call that a flood? I'd call it a flood when they're talking about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender stuff. But I wouldn't call this religious exemption stuff a flood. But anyway, since 2010, they say doctors have refused to treat the children of same-sex couples. Pharmacists have refused to fill prescriptions for HIV medications. Nurses have refused to provide morning after pills to rape. I don't understand what this has to do with the story about the homeschooling myself. But anyway, they say mainstream media has focused on wedding cakes and Kim Davis. Go on down through the story, but the bottom line is in Texas, you got some folks saying, hey, we don't want things the way, you know, the government tells us they have to be. And now this story does say that if we have this kind of stuff, it's going to go to complete anarchy.
Yeah, let me tell you one line. As I read the whole article, one line that I found fascinating is they say this. While mainstream media is focused on wedding cakes and Kim Davis, religious exemptions have turned the American legal system into Swiss cheese. Now, that just goes to show you, again, this is a mainstream press article, right, Kurt?
Yes.
And it just goes to show, see, the Christians and the religious exemptions are the problem, they say. Not the gay and lesbians that want to have transgender people running into the wrong sex's bathrooms and not any of the crazy stuff like that, pushing the envelope and pitting the legal system against itself and pitting Americans against one another and pitting someone against their own conscience. Those aren't the issues. It's those Christians. It's those people that want those religious exemptions. I mean, how are you going to have communist government school forced on everyone if you have somebody saying, I want a religious exemption to educate my own kids? How are you going to promote same-sex agendas and transgender agendas and you know, marrying everyone like a group sex activity if people try to stand on their religion, Kurt? And so you see the bias of the mainstream press here by the way they worded it. It's those religious exemption freaks that are going to turn the whole legal system into Swiss cheese. And these guys are crazy.
That's a great point, Sam.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, I guess this Texas deal, the Texas Supreme Court is indeed hearing the case. It's a family accused of failing to educate their children because they're waiting for the second coming of Jesus. Now, the family says you're violating our constitutional rights. And what really is at the heart of this discussion, Kurt, is this compulsory education that's been in America for nigh on to 100 plus years, where they basically destroyed America. I mean, do you have the right to educate your children or not as you see fit? And the reason I say or not is because how you define an education. You know, we called the Indian savages back in the day, but they knew more about the earth and the plants and how to naturally heal and how to live off the land like no other. Were they uneducated? Well, in America, we called them savages, wrongfully so. But nevertheless, my point is they were incredibly educated, but not as we see education, right?
Yes.
So how do you define an education? If you know how to make a living, you know God's in his heaven. You know how to live a good personal life and be self-governed and keep the commandments of God. But you haven't taken calculus, so you're not educated, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, or you haven't taken the government agenda on history or the government agenda on same-sex attraction or some of these perverted agendas they want to cram down your throat. If you haven't learned how to put a condom on a cucumber so you know how to have safe sex, so you're not educated, Kurt. Never mind if you've been taught that, you know what, sex is between a man and a woman ordained of God within the bonds of holy matrimony and legally and lawfully wedded and ought to be a real sacred thing viewed with fidelity in mind. That isn't educated, Kurt. I mean, after all, you don't know how to put a condom on a cucumber. You don't even know what you're doing. See, it's all about agendas, Kurt, is the real discussion point.
Yes. And this case, they say, they've got mainstream homeschool advocates. I don't know that you and I'd fit in that. They say, have already distanced themselves from the position that parents should have a blanket religious exemption from providing any education at all. See, now, I just disagree with their whole phrasing there. I think, frankly, you know, these are the same folks that want to tell everybody they're pro-choice, which means that they're going to allow the killing of babies.
But not only allow, they're going to participate in, fund, back,
well,
promote.
Promote it and force us to participate with our tax dollars, and yet the same people won't stand up and say that people that choose to do whatever they want with their children and their family and let them make the choices on what their children learn or don't learn, you know, it's just all about force or the lack of it. I'm saying.
Well, and that's the problem. See, another headline kind of will put this into perspective a little bit, Kurt. Russia Today reports the headline like this. Christian homeschoolers in Texas accused of not educating kids due to rapture.
Yeah.
So what if you believe that Jesus is coming and you don't need the government cesspool indoctrination before Jesus comes, Kurt?
That's what they're twisting this around to say.
All right. Well, there you have it. Now, there's another headline. I guess a local school district banned tag over the emotional well-being of students. You can't even play tag anymore, folks. I guess some kids were tackling. Maybe they ought to just do touch tag, huh? All right, it's out of control, folks. Hang tight.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the article is written by Greg Karambos, ladies and gentlemen. We've quoted from him lately. He's actually writing some very good articles. Kurt, the headline?
Greg Karambos, yes. What you've got is... Mr. Karambos on the high school, the Illinois school one, is that what you're talking about?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
There you go.
How many did Greg write, by the way?
You know, I think he's a pretty good writer and, in this case.
But do you have several that he wrote?
You know, well,
because we ought to talk about them back to back if you do.
Yeah, I just can't find them all at the same time. But this one, in this case, it goes right along with the story we were just talking about. Because it talks about complete anarchy, as Obama invades girls' showers. Now, he makes you think, what, Obama's going into the showers? No, what's going on? The Department of Education is now demanding, they say, that an Illinois school district allow a boy who identifies as a girl and plays sports on a girl's team to have full access to the locker room and the showers with the girls on the team. Now, they say the district has 30 days to comply or they're going to lose their federal funding. Now, our buddy Matt Staver, Liberty Council chairman, chimes in because he's in the middle of this thing as well. He said, some things are so profoundly stupid that the fact is it's hard to respond to something like that.
Boy, do I agree with Greg.
Oh, boy. Anyway, the federal government's decision, they say, follows a 2013 legal challenge to the high school district there, 211, that the boy filed through the American Civil Liberties Union. The district allowed the unnamed male to play on the girls' team since he identifies as female, but refused to allow him to dress and shower with the girls. All the students, this is according to the Assistant U.S. Secretary for Civil Rights, Catherine Lehman, she said this in a statement, all students deserve the opportunity to participate equally in school programs and activities. Is showering one of those? This is a basic civil right, she said. The district issues a statement in disagreement with the Department of Education. So is this sort of like a little bit of nullification going on from the state to the federal government, Sam, you think?
Well, I hope, Kurt, but what usually happens is they talk big. But when push comes to shove, they're too afraid of losing all the government handout carrot money, and they fail. So I hope it's a real nullification movement on the rise. And I hope they really stand up and say, you've lost your mind. But I doubt they will, Kurt.
And on the whole money thing, a solution would be, hey, just tell the federal government that our people aren't going to send in any more money into you guys unless you are acting properly. But anyway, Matt Staver said he said the district is correct about the whole not agreeing with the Department of Education's decision, and they said that they remain strong in their belief that the including private changing stations in the locker rooms appropriately serves the dignity and privacy of all students in our educational environment. Now, wouldn't it have been cool if they said, and we're going to put the Ten Commandments back up in school, but they didn't go that far. Matt Staver.
How are you going to destroy the family if you don't let boys and girls locker rooms?
Good point.
Look, in fact, what you need is a petition that they should just be able to be involved sexually, too. I mean, look, now you say I'm crazy. You say, Sam, you're just going off into the ether. Come on. No, the International Convention on the Rights of the Child has documents that says, hey, little kids should be able to have sex whenever they want to. It's a right of their body, and parents don't have any authority to stop that. And so I'm just telling you, the next step is if the boys and the girls' locker rooms – what's wrong with them being involved in a carnal way, Kurt?
And Matt Staver went
backed
on to
by
say,
government.
This is a basic civil right for a young boy to say that this is a basic civil right for a young boy to use a girl's shower room and a restroom is absolutely absurd. Certainly, these girls deserve privacy. They deserve respect. No one would expect that while they're in the shower, a boy is going to come into the same shower that they're in. Matt Staver had that to say. It's nice to hear. You know,
somebody with a brain down there. Come on.
He said an already slippery slope just got much more slick. He said this is just looking at objective reality and saying it's something completely different than what it really is. He said this is a bad precedent by this Department of Education, and certainly it's coming from the very top at the president's level. I think it sends a bad precedent, and I think it places children at risk in these schools.
I agree with everything Matthew says, Kurt, but the next step will be, well, why can't teachers take showers with the students, Kurt?
Yeah.
And what do you think? Is that age discrimination if they can't?
I suppose that's
see. We're going off the rails one item at a time, and I don't really like talking about slippery and showers in the same sentence necessarily because it just goes all wrong fast, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm bringing up though is that we're already losing. We've crossed the Rubicon, Kurt. The second you start saying that people are forced to bake wedding cakes, regardless if it's the private sector, regardless if it violates their conscience. Next scenario, you know, you got a Kim Davis. Should she be forced to violate her conscience because they changed the law out from under her when the Supreme Court doesn't even have the authority to make law? I mean, we have all kinds of problems. Now you got this bathroom thing, and where's it going to go? What's next, Kurt?
Good boy.
How far will this scenario really go? And I'm convinced to you that wickedness and perversion knows no bounds.
Yeah.
So beware.
Yep. In a, at least in my opinion, kind of a related little phrase I just found. I don't know where I saw it. I think it was just lately they're talking about some new education symposium here in Utah. And I noticed a statement there by a leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where he had said, in many places, it is literally not safe physically for youngsters to go to school. And in many schools, and it's becoming almost generally true, it is spiritually unsafe to attend public schools.
Well, and morally and physically and everything else. Yeah. But what about these girls in the showers?
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? All right, but Kurt, again, we've been telling people to get their kids out of the government schools for quite some time, like 20 years, publicly 20 years, I should say.
Yeah.
All right, here's how the mainstream...
The thing is, there's so many real solutions. You know, people think they're kind of like stuck, there's nothing that they can do, but there is, you know, there's
you're right.
Plenty of
There's private school, there's homeschool, there's a lot of options. Of course, you might get in trouble because the government thinks you're into the rapture, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You know, now, do you believe that the Lord's coming, Kurt?
I think he's on his way, you know.
I hear that.
And that would be part of the training, teaching that I would put into my children's minds. And I'm sure that's one of the main problems here.
Well,
you know.
There you have it. All right, now this is a weird story by the mainstream press. Stories on KSL.com.
Uh-huh.
And the headline is interesting. So we had a big debate yesterday and a big voting scenario. It was election day, Kurt. And we had to vote yes or no on Proposition 1. Proposition 1 wanted to raise sales tax by, what, 0.25%?
I don't know. Just one more tax.
All right, yeah. And so we wanted people to vote no on that. Well, the mainstream press doesn't come back and tell you a definitive, Kurt, which makes me worried about possible vote fraud or whatever. But here's the headline from KSL. Sales tax hike for local transportation projects has mixed results in 17 Utah counties. By Marjorie Cortez, etc. Now, I just want to know if it won or lost, Kurt. If it succeeded or failed.
The thing you have to remember, Sam, with all this mail-in your ballot thing now, they're not going to be able to tell you for like a month. And that leads to the next problem is, couldn't they just kind of fudge the numbers, you know?
Now, I'm going to tell you a sad tale about this story in a second. Not only is it mixed results, not only can we not even know the elections due to this mail vote fraud stuff going on, but it gets worse because key people aren't even taking positions on this. I'll tell you about it in a second. It's crazy. They're crazy.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about this sales tax hike they tried to push in Utah yesterday. They say it came back with mixed results, and they're right about that, but they don't tell you the whole story. First off, Billy Hesterman. He happens to be vice president of the Utah Taxpayers Association, okay? Which took no position on Proposition 1. Now, how can a tax association, Kurt, not take a position? If they're not going to take a position on key taxing questions, what value are they?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, I don't mean to be offensive. I'm just saying.
Yes.
They say the mixed results means that state lawmakers have more work to do in developing funding streams for transportation projects. Okay, in other words, we didn't get it one way, but we're going to force it another way. They say funding for Utah roads is essential. Traffic congestion restricts economic growth. Now, here's the deal. While voters in some counties approve the tax, others have not, leaving us with incomplete funding. So the bottom line, Kurt, is it's county by county, right?
Yeah.
So 17 out of 29 counties had this on their ballot, Kurt, for Utah. Now, they say the vote was too close to call in Salt Lake County.
Yep.
But Proposition 1 passed in Weber County and failed in Utah County. And that's where we live, Kurt, Utah County. Thank heavens it failed.
Yes.
And they say in Davis County, the proposition had early support, but vote totals were incomplete. We just don't know, Kurt. Elsewhere, voters in San Juan and Duchesne counties approved Proposition 1 to raise the sales taxes.
You know, and they make it seem like if you're not for this, then you just want roads that aren't any good or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, we have massive gasoline taxes that are supposed to be paying for the roads. We have huge amounts of money that just gets sucked up in so many places that, you know, most folks, in my opinion, if they really look at these things, we don't need more taxes. We need better use of what we currently have and to return to the citizens a lot of the wasted money that is, well, what we call taxes.
Now, voters in Utah, Uinta, Weber, or Beaver, and Box Elder counties gave it a thumbs down. Now, they say Sam Pete And Sevier County totals were not available yet either. Then they go on and they say this. Listen carefully. You know how they pitched it all as transportation, but listen carefully. Of the new tax money, Kurt, 40% will go to the Utah Transit Authority, UTA.
Yeah, that's our big government transportation in the state.
They say the remaining projects will go to city budgets for local projects,
that's how,
and 20%.
That's how they wanted to get everybody in on it. You know what I mean?
And 20%
the booty
will go to, quote, regional projects. Now, it's crazy. Now, they're going to pledge to use the funds to increase bus services.
Yeah.
And here's what's fascinating. Now, listen carefully. They say Utahns for Responsible Transportation Investments, that's a political group, they were created specifically to raise money to back Proposition 1. And they raised a ton of money to do so. So, Kurt, just so you know, if you're not part of the responsible transportation,
yep.
See how you are.
That's
see how they name it?
If you don't want to.
By the nature of their statements
taxes.
Or their organization, you're not responsible if you're not aboard with them.
Yep.
The top donor, listen carefully, the Salt Lake Chamber, which
yes.
also created the campaign, donated $166,000. Now, what's that chamber, Kurt?
Well, that's. You know, so much of it, you'll, when you follow it back, you'll see money from entities that stand to make money from more tax dollars.
Yeah, it's government basically saying we need more government.
Yeah.
And then you got private businesses funding this and maybe not even realizing if they're part of the chamber what they're funding too, right?
Well, that's right. You got the Larry H. Miller Group that put in $50,000.
So why would the Larry H. Miller Group want to promote more taxes?
Well, because if you do, Sam, you're kind of in with the cool crowd. You know, I mean, you're like, well, of course you're for fixing roads.
Well, Evelyn Everton,
you know,
director of the Utah chapter of Americans for Prosperity, rallied against Proposition 1 and its, quote, lavishly funded campaign. It's disappointed to see the counties that passed Proposition 1. Families will be having their taxes hiked for the third time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Between this, the property, the gas taxes passed earlier this year, families in those counties will be paying on average of about $140 more dollars every year to government.
Yeah.
They say what's even more disappointing is 40% of Prop 1 funding will be going to government buses, where it'll be wasted. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't get a single dollar more until they can rein in their wasteful spending. Anyway, but it's interesting to me how the mainstream press is just so manipulative. Even KSL, Kurt, not even, in my opinion, fairly reporting the story.
Yep.
Their headline says, sales tax hike for transportation projects gets mixed results. But they've been backing it all along by their headlines, Kurt, and how much money
in
media support is being provided. It's beyond imagination.
Yeah, and they got a bunch of money to advertise for them.
Oh, good point.
You got to remember.
That's where a bunch of that money went, raise it and fund it, and then, you know, wow.
So then they're going to be pro.
I stand against Prop 1 because I agree with Kurt. We got to find better ways to use the money they already have, not give them more money. And if anybody can't see the size and scope and breadth and waste of government by now, you're under a rock, folks. All right, Detroit Government Schools, you had talked about this a little bit, Kurt, but I wanted to bring it up again because it's really shocking.
It is amazing, isn't it? Look at the dollars on it, Sam, when you examine that. See, they basically have figured out they got current expenditures in the Detroit public schools of $13,330, but they say the total expenditures per students is $18,361. That's because they say,
new math, bro.
Well, there's quite a bit for old debt and stuff, so interest on the debt and things. But the bottom line is, think about it. $18,000.
It's a failed scenario, Kurt. You could teach them at home for $1,000 or less. You could teach them in any private school. Well, a lot of private schools for way less. There's a ton of options, Kurt. You could even have five families hire a teacher for less than that. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of options, folks. But anyway, they say 93% not proficient in reading. 96.
So they spend an almost 20 grand a kid, and they can't read or do math.
But you got to get to the numbers. 93% can't read, 96% can't do math.
Yeah, and at least they're not subject to the Ten Commandments being posted in school.
Darn right, but they ought to get naked in the showers together, Kurt. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming from the top office in the land demanding that, my friend. See, we have ran off the rails, folks, and our society is in an absolute death spiral as a result.
271 million plus of the school district's funding for the 2011-2012 school year came from the federal government. This is where, you have, just out of control government, and you have a mess.
I guess, Kurt, what happened is NASA joined the global warming deniers, Kurt.
Oh, boy. Well, that's good news.
Well, did you see this?
No, I didn't.
All right. Antarctica gaining more ice than losing, says NASA.
Oh, boy.
In other words, we got more ice going on rather than less.
Big Al's gonna be upset. Yep.
So, when Big Al thinks everything's just a puddle.
Yes.
Taint so, says NASA. Now, I don't know if Al Gore would say all the NASA folks should be fired and shut NASA down because they're global warming deniers or what should happen here. Maybe we ought to send them to the Trek government schools where they can learn how to read and do math, get naked in showers and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
All right. You know about the Dove Channel, don't you, Kurt?
Isn't that where you get some good Christian?
Yes, sir. All right. You know what the Dove Seal is? Let's start for a second. What's the Dove Seal?
Okay. They put it like on movies that they agree with, that they think are quality and
moral and to a certain standard, if you will.
Dangerous, you'd say, right, for America.
Well, you wouldn't be able to film at the government schools. I'll tell you that right now. Ooh.
That's right.
Now the Dove Channel though gets it, Kurt, because they're not debating on streaming; they're doing it.
Yes.
Okay, so first off, the Dove Seal now turning to the Dove Channel. They got a Dove Channel where they stream family-friendly fare, Kurt. USA Today brings up the piece. Mike Schneider's the author, doing a good job over there. Those in search of wholesome family videos.
Yeah.
You can go to the Dove Channel. DoveChannel.com, Kurt, and you can check it out. And they've got incredible movies just for you. Now, a lot of it's free with ads, Kurt, but you can also pay to get rid of the ads.
There you go.
I think it's all right. We need more of this.
Yep.
It's called a subscription service at the Dove Channel. DoveChannel.com. We'll talk about this. This is a great story, in my opinion. Liberty Roundtable Live. There are good things happening, folks. You just got to hunt them down, huh?
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about the Dove Channel, ladies and gentlemen. The Dove Seal on movies for quality, family-friendly, fair family content. The Dove Seal. Now they got the Dove Channel. It's free, and you can watch it with ads, or you can go on the subscription service. DoveChannel.com is where it's at, and it's pretty cool. They got a lot of stuff that they say, always find something to watch. And they got an interesting slogan that they've trademarked that I think is pretty cool. It says, "Now this is TV." And I agree. We've been asking for a long time, Kurt, to only be able to subscribe to the channels that you want and reject all the rest and not pay for the porn and pay for the perversion. We're getting it done with streaming. We're doing an end run around the cable companies, Kurt, for sure, and the satellite companies. And anyway, this is a cool story. They got it on the Android, the iOS devices. They also got it on the Roku player, my friend. On your computer as well. So they're really busting out big here before Christmas, Kurt.
Well, you're correct, Sam, and there's a whole bunch that I see at their website, dovechannel.com.
Where is there pricing up there?
Just, I don't see any.
I don't want any ads. I just want to watch that, dude.
I can see, a lot about the different things that you can, choose. Let's see when it says, customize. But, you're exactly right about the whole point. You remember how many times people said, man, I don't really want to pay for, like, HBO. I don't want to pay for MTV. I don't want to, and that's what had been happening for so long.
When Showtime, Cinemax, a gazillion channels you never watch.
Even if you didn't have them, part of your money went there. And, that's changing now, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, this immigration problem is big, Kurt.
Yes.
I guess it says video. Federal data says the U.S. annually admits 250,000 Muslim migrants. That's Breitbart. Now, I'm not sure how you feel about this. Here's my kind of problem. And I think that we need to learn to separate issues a little bit. Because I think people kind of mix one item with another item that they ought not. Now, are we bringing in a lot of illegals? Yes, we are. Is it appropriate for the government to allow illegals to come, but yet bring other migrants in or say that they got to have a refugee status? In other words, special protection for Muslims. Will it change our culture? How fast can we assimilate? We need to get a handle on this immigration discussion. How do we vet them and make sure they're not terrorists? There's a lot of questions going on. Some say they're not really refugees, Kurt. They're more an agenda-driven force to take over America or to take over Europe. There's a lot of allegations and a lot of mudslinging everywhere with regards to these things. But I want to make one thing abundantly clear. In a war, if you're evil and you have no moral compass, you just want to murder everybody. You don't care. If you're a moral person in a war, you want to basically preserve life the best you can, and you only kill when absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference in those two mentalities, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, there's a big difference, too, in understanding we don't support illegality of any kind, period. However, we do have a kind heart for those people who are truly suffering refugees. That doesn't mean that we want terrorism in our country. It doesn't mean we want to back the Muslim agenda to take over the laws of America. But there's a lot of Muslim people that are good people, Kurt, that's not their goal. I know the radical extreme portion of Muslim wants you to believe that's all the Muslim people, but it isn't true. And the reason that I bring this up, Kurt, is because we need to separate issues and be wise about how we go about things. Okay? So I'm not really for being ran over by immigrants and refugees. And I'm not for illegal immigration, and I'm not for criminals being allowed into America. I'm not for any of those things. However, I am for the suffering refugee, and the Savior didn't say, clothe the naked, unless you think they might possibly be a terrorist based on the perverted media's manipulation of things.
Yeah.
He didn't say, feed the hungry, unless you think they're a terrorist, then, you know, kill them. I'll sort them out. Okay, he didn't say those things, Kurt.
Yes.
And so the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has a headline on their website that says, church members are encouraged to assist refugees. I'm going to say that again. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, church members are encouraged to assist refugees. And the reason I bring that up like that, Kurt, is because you can still not support illegality, but you can still bring aid and love and kindness and assistance to those who are truly suffering. Exactly how that balance should work, I'm not telling you that I'm perfect at it and that I know everything. But I am telling you there is a way to get that done. And an example is if you're in wartime and you all of a sudden stumble on a bunch of women and children that may be working for the other side. Now, you got to protect yourself because they could be, you know, women bombers or whatever. But at the same time, you don't have to just unnecessarily take life. Well, the same thing's true with this refugee issue, Kurt. There is a way to separate this out and say, look, how can we not aid the enemy, promote terrorism, promote the overrunning of our own laws, but yet protect the innocent and give aid and support to the refugees? And there is a way to do that. So I'm going to take the headline that says church members encouraged to assist refugees, and I'm going to just add LDS in front of it.
Yeah.
So it says LDS, church members are encouraged. Because most people, if you don't go to the Mormon Church's website, you won't really realize, well, what church you're talking about, Sam. Well, I'm going to clarify. Yes. Other than that, though, you know, there's a way to balance that, Kurt. And I know people are going to have a hard time focusing on that, but I think that it's important to understand. Now, do you know who distinguished journalist Ted Koppel is, Kurt?
Yeah, it used to be a Nightline, I think.
Right,
Nightline,
that's
TV.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, distinguished journalist Ted Koppel wrote a book. Do you know about it?
No.
It's called Lights Out, Kurt. And in this book, he dedicates several chapters to the Mormons, Kurt.
Huh.
And the journalist writes about Mormon preparedness. He talks about how Mormons are flat out prepared for almost anything. I think that's pretty cool. And I think it's a good thing to really think about. It doesn't mean you need to be a Mormon, but the journalist writes about it because the preparedness by the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are legendary. And that's why we're encouraged to assist people, Kurt, with our preparedness, because we know how to do it. We can do it right. Anyway, I thought it was kind of cool, though. And I got to commend Ted Koppel.
I guess Newsbusters, their headline about him says, has Ted Koppel become a right-wing survivalist?
Come on, that's goofy.
I know, but it is interesting. Like you say, he praises the Mormons for being prepared for disasters. I mean, imagine.
Now, why are you a right-wing nut? Because you're just saying, hey, people are prepared for disasters and good for them, and maybe we can learn from them, and etc. Why is that like a right-wing, crazy, survivalist, religious fanatic kind of thing? It's a common sense thing. Hey, here's a bunch of people who know how to prepare. Maybe we ought to learn from them. What's wrong with that, Kurt?
Good point.
But again, anything good, honorable, moral, they got to take a stab at, right? But anyway, the book's called Lights Out.
Yeah.
You know.
And did you say at least one of the stories I'm looking at says he's got three chapters?
Yeah, I said three chapters. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's cool. I found it a great, nifty story personally, and I was impressed by it.
Yeah, he says.
Now let me make something very clear.
Because, yes.
Let me make this very clear, Kurt. If it had been the Catholics, I would have said the same thing. If it had been the Protestants or the Presbyterians or the Jewish religion or the whatever.
Just like that Catholic story we did about all those schools.
Well, of course, because they were right.
It's just fantastic.
Of course it is.
I guess.
So
I
just want to make it very clear, just because we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we're not bringing this up because it's the Mormons. We're bringing it up because a huge, well-known journalist wrote a book called Lights Out, in which he gives a direction for solutions. That's why we're bringing it up, folks.
Yeah, I guess he flew to Utah to view firsthand the bishop's storehouses and to talk with members of the church as part of the research for his book. I guess he was initially only seeking a little church history. And
so he got morning bargain
to
for
a
what's
local warehouse, according to his book. A call from President Henry B. Eyring, changed this mindset. He said, Koppel said this in an interview with the Deseret News. He said, I didn't really understand the full scope of the church's preparations. President Eyring knew, and I did not, the scope of the level of preparation. He wanted to be sure that I got a full flavor of just how multidimensional the preparation is. I guess his visit lasted 3 days. That's why he got three chapters, I guess. During that time, he met with several people, including LDS Church historian. It's, you know, it goes on and on, but pretty good stuff.
I thought it was a fantastic story, and the reason that I bring it up is because if you want to prepare, there is a great resource anywhere in the world. Just look up your favorite Mormons and ask them, hey, can I get involved in your canning? Can I get involved in your preparedness, your food storage? And they'll let you be friends with them and be part of their preparedness, even if you're not a Mormon. Okay? It's that simple, and it's a great resource and a solution, says Ted Koppel, and boy, do we agree.
Yeah.
And if it was anybody else doing it, it would point you in the same direction. That's why we're pointing you to the Catholic schools, because they had a phenomenal solution that we ought to work on supporting as well. Maybe they ought to consider that down there in Detroit, is all I'm saying. All right, Christians are warning, get your kids out of the government schools ASAP. We'll bring that up next broadcast, okay? LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.